victory and power. And one day we will rise to meet him in the air. We have hope not only in this life uncertain, for Jesus promised that one day we'll live again. And that's the hope that we cherish, though this body may perish, that glorified we will rise to live with him. For the stone was rolled away, the rock of ages walked out, the lily bloomed in all its glory so fair. At sunrise the sun rose in victory and power. One day we will rise to meet him in the air. And one day we will rise to meet him in the air.
That was Mike and Lori Reeves singing At Sunrise, the Sun Rose. We're going to be looking this week at the miracles of Calvary. And there's four miracles that we're mentioning. The first miracle is the darkness. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And then there's the rent veil, the torn veil that was torn in the temple. And then the earthquake. And then we've got around Calvary, we find out that there is some that have arose after his resurrection, but it was recorded here at Calvary. I hope this is going to be a blessing to you. This is going to be part number one of the message where we're speaking about the miracles of Calvary. And we're going to be speaking today specifically on the darkness. Let's start reading under Matthew chapter number 27. Let's look at verse number 35. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. Now I want you to think about this. Sitting down, they watched him there. We're talking about Christ on the cruel tree of Calvary. They're sitting down while our Lord has been hanged on the tree. Verse number 37, and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." I'll say this today, he's not just King of the Jews, he's the King of all, amen. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left, and they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "That thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. And if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priest mocking him with the scribes and the elders said, "And say he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him." Hey, listen, he walked on water and they didn't believe him. Hey, he cast out demons and they didn't believe him. Hey, listen, he healed the blinded eyes. Hey, y'all with me tonight? Amen. What else would they need in order? He raised the sick, raised the dead. Amen. Hey, listen, what else did they need in order to believe? They wouldn't have believed him if he'd come out from the... Hey, listen, he was resurrected on the third and glorious day and they didn't believe him. He said he trusted in God, let him deliver him now. He said, I am the Son of God. Thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. In verse 45, and I want you to see verse 45. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of them which stood there, and when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias." And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put a reed on it and gave him to drink. The rest said, "Let it be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him." Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And there came out of the graves after his resurrection. Now, I want you to get a hold of this right there. If you'll look at verse number 20 or 52, the Bible says, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. I don't want you to think that that happened right there at the cross. Notice what 53 says. And came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. So that was 3 days later that these people came forth from the grave. But notice what sparked it. What sparked it to be put in our Bibles was the crucifixion. Look at verse number 54. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake, I love this right here, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Now, I noticed that word, they, right there. Do you see that? They feared greatly, saying, multiple people, not just one, but multiple people, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. I want to preach tonight on the miracles of Calvary. I want you to think about this. And as I was reading through the text, I began to notice that there seems to be 4 notable miracles accompanied by the crucifixion. In other words, had the crucifixion not took place, these events would not have took place. And so I see some things. These miracles are recorded in the 3 synoptic gospels. However, only Matthew gives us all 4 of these miracles together. So each one of the synoptic gospels mention the miracles. However, they don't mention them together like Matthew does. And so I find it interesting and amazing that the life of Christ was filled with the miracles of God. We saw, once again, like I said, we saw him raise the dead, amen, touch the blinded eyes, walk on water, amen, had multiplication when it come to the bread and the fishes, amen, all kinds of miracles. His life was filled with miracles. And while we see him at Calvary, why should his death be any different, amen? Thank God, I'll tell you one thing. His death is also accompanied by that of the supernatural. What? Remember this, he was 100% God while also being 100% man. I like what Dr. McLaren said here. He said if Jesus Christ was what he said he was, if his death was what he declared it to be, it was fitting that it should be attended by a train of wonders. Boy, I tell you, John G. Butler said this. He said, the whole creation is at God's command and ready in a matter of that he sees fit to display his power. Matthew Henry calls these miracles the frowns of heaven upon the earth for the injuries and the indignities from men that they had heaped upon our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ's death being accompanied with miracles is like his birth, which was also accompanied by the supernatural phenomena, such as angels visiting the shepherds, amen, and the star that was guiding the wise men to see the Christ child for the Christ child's birth. There's 4 miracles declared at Calvary. These 4 miracles are these: the darkness that was there in the middle of the daytime. Number 2, the dividing of the veil. Number 3, the disturbance of the earthquake. And then number 4, the those that come forth from the grave that was resurrected, that was prompted at Calvary. I tell you today, listen, those 4 miracles, I don't know that I've heard anybody ever preach on the 4 miracles of Calvary's Hill. We don't hear about it. Nobody's talking about it. But I'll tell you something, those 4 miracles are important, and those 4 miracles are also within the text. However, I want you to be reminded of one thing. This thing ain't about the darkness. It's about Jesus. This ain't about the women, amen, that came, amen. That's not what this whole deal is about. Amen, it's not about the wood. It's not about the nails. And it's not about the crown of thorns. It's not about the spear that pierced his side. Are you with me tonight? It's about Jesus. That's what it's about. And if you miss the main thing, amen, you're going to suffer your life without the main thing. Keep the main thing, the main thing. What's Calvary all about? It's about Jesus. It's about the love of Christ. It's about God's only begotten Son. Let's not forget what Calvary's all about. Amen. I tell you, we were looking through on the internet just yesterday, I believe it was. There was a church there made mention that they weren't going to talk about the blood of Christ on this Resurrection Sunday. That they're not going to talk about Calvary's Hill. They're not going to talk about the Pharisees. And they're not going to talk about this group and that group. Can I tell you, friend, then what are you going to talk about? Because the Bible talks about it. Let's keep the main thing the main thing. Jesus died for your sin, and Jesus died for my sin. And the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. It takes the blood of Christ in order for you and I to be set free. Let's look at these miracles for just a moment. Once again, look at Matthew chapter number 27 and verse number 45. I want you to see the first miracle, not the darkness in the day. Matthew chapter number 27, 45 says this. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran with a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And the rest said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. I want you to notice, first of all, the length of the darkness. This darkness was during the what? Day. It was not during the night, it was during the day. What an awesome thing here. But the length of this darkness was truly amazing. We're told that it was from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. Stinnett Ballou said this. He said in his book, The Cross of Christ, he said, remember, Christ was on the cross for 6 hours. It is as though God let man have Christ for the first 3 hours. And then for the final 3 hours, God shut mankind out of the proceedings by bringing this supernatural darkness upon the earth.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.